Shalom Aleichem, good evening everybody. We left off on the top of Nun Aleph Omid Beis, and Chorus, the third line from the top, commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is on Nun Aleph Omid Aleph. Now the Aben has an obligation to give the five sloim to a kohen of his choice as the Tovus Hanoah. We call the Tovus Hanoah to pick whichever kohen he wants to give it to. So the Mishnah has a shaila. What if the Avi Aben picked out a particular kohen and he gives him a document that he signs, I agree to use you as the kohen for the Pidyon Aben? So can he switch? He didn't write explicitly that he's chayv to give him five sloim for the Pidyon Aben, but Taisa says it's self-understood. Taisa Nama Rebbe says it's self-understood that that's what he meant. I'm choosing you as my client, I'm going to give you. So the Gemara has a din that if you have Makore Kahuna, Makore Kahuna means in our family, whoever had a Pidyon Aben went to Uncle Pesi. My brother-in-law Pesach was a Kohen, and his sons are all Kohanim, so everyone, whoever had a Pidyon Aben would go to him. So if everybody in the neighborhood knows that that's the Makor Kohen, that's the one that you're going to give it to, so it's considered as if the money already belongs to him. Let's say Pidyon Aben is not the same. Let's say Ashech the Hema, so you have to give Zralach Hayayim Hakeva to the Kohanim. That's called Matonis. The Rechov Talad Matnas Kunin. Let's say you're Mafish Talad, so you have to give the Chalad to a Kohen. You're Mafish Truma, so you have to give the Truma to a Kohen. So, what if in our family we know that we always give the Truma to such and such a Kohen? And the Israel dies, the one who is obligated to give the truma to the kohen, and it's expected he's going to give it to the kohen. So the din is that it's considered as if it's muchzuk already, as if the kohen already had it, and fitted b'shusai. And the Gemara says, let's say, there's a lady in the family, we always give Maiserishin to that lady. And then the lady has a lot of Maiserishin. So the lady has to be Mafish, Maiser, Mina Maiser. That's called Chumas Maiser, and give it to a Kohen. So the lady will declare the Maiserishin that I plan to give to him, he's the Makor Kohen. We always know in the family, we always give him the Maiserishin. So he can use that Maiserishin. I didn't give it to him yet, but since everybody knows I'm going to give it to him, it's considered as if it's already his. He can be Mafrish, Maiser Mina Maiser, for all of the other Maiserishin that he has. He can declare, he knows exactly the amount of Maiserishin that I'm going to give him. Maiserishin and Maiser Mina Maiser have to measure precisely. Truma, you can give 1 out of 40, 1 out of 50, 1 out of 60. You can give if you want, you can give 99%. You can't give 100% of the tvua. That's truma, because you have to, it's called rachis, the gonach of tzirosha and tzirecha. It's only called rachis if you have rachis, shesherecha nikorim. If there's shirayim left over that the bailim can eat. So if he wants, he can give 99% of all the tvua, all the pears that he has as truma. Nobody gives so much. You give mida beninus, you give 1-2%, you give 1 out of 50. You want to be stingy about it, you give 1 out of 60. You want to be generous, you give 1 out of 40. Not b'chayv to give more than 1 out of 40. If you give, it's all chal. But my solution has to be precise, and my seminar maisa has to be precise. So I tell the lady how much my solution I have, I'm going to give it to him. Please, I call him up on the phone. Well, we all know he's Makori Kuna, he's the lady in the family. So the Gemara says in Bob Metzia, in Perek Hazov, he can use that amount of Maiserishin to be Kurishem, Maiser Mena Maiser, on all of the Maiserishin that he has at home. I has to be shalai b'shusay. So makoikun is considered as if I already gave it. Rashi writes in one place that the shumegedola belongs to the shevet kohanim, ma'aseishim belongs to the shevet leviyah. And if there's makoikun, we consider it as if all of the other members of the shevet kohuna were misalik themselves, so as if there's only one member to the shevet kohuna, my brother-in-law. If there's only one member to the Shevet Leviyah, so it belongs to the Ma'aser Rishon, the font of Sanah, to give the Ma'aser Rishon, to give the Truma Gedolah to whichever Levi, whichever kind he wants to. But the Ma'aser Rishon belongs to Shevet Leviyah, and the Truma Gedolah belongs to Shevet Kohuna. So if it's Makar Kohuna, we consider it as if the whole Shevet Kohuna only has one member. All the other Kohanim, Amasiyah Yishramatim. So let's say I don't have a makori kuna, but anyway, we don't have someone in the family that whenever there's a pidyon aben, everybody goes there. But I called up a certain kohen from the neighbor and I said, we're having a pidyon aben tomorrow morning. I'd like you to be the kohen. So the din is that it's not right to back out. Not right to back out. You can't say that the five sloim already belong to the kohen. There are no five sloim. That's what the Mishnah says. The last two lines in the Mishnah, Nun Aleph and Min Aleph, Amachish Pidyim Rova Ovad, let's say, I designate Truma Gedolah, and then an animal came up, a dog came and ate it up. I designate my Sirishan, and someone came and stole it. So I'm not Bechayyab Achriyus, I'm not Mechayyab to be Mafish again, my Sirishan. Not Mechayyab to be Mafish again, Truma Gedolah. I was Mafish to Truma Gedolah, my Sirishan, took off the Yisr Tevel, and the my Sirishan was Chal. If a behemoth ate it or someone stole it, not mechuyah b'achri yusa, but over here, there is no such thing as being mafrish, the five sloim for pidyon aben. Afrasha doesn't accomplish anything. See, there, all the peris are tevel. So when you're mafrish, the ma'aser rishon takes off the yisa tevel, because already there's a mitzvah of hafrasha, then there's a mitzvah of nesina. So he didn't mekayim nesina yet, but the hafrasha was chal already, it takes off the yisa tevel. By pidyon aben, nothing is chal when you designate the five sloim. Pashtus says nothing is chal. It's only chal if and when you give it to the kohen. That's what the Mishnah says. Mafrish pidyon aben avad, the money disappeared. Chay b'achri yusa washen emar, yielach ufada sifu. Yielach, the pasuk is in the end of Pashtus Korach. Korach was ma'arer al hakohuna. Rashi in his commentary on Chumash quotes from the Tanoim like that. Because Korach was Ma'ar al HaKohuna, and he was punished. He was a Levi, he wasn't supposed to be a Kohen. He was punished because he was rebelling against Moshe Rabbeinu, against the Torah. So the Torah reviews many, not all, many of the Chof Talad Matnas Kohuna in the end of Parshas Korach. So the Pasuk says, Pidyon Aben Yihi Aloch, the money goes to you, to Aaron Abonov, that Parsha is speaking to Aaron. So the Tanaim understood that what it means is Yielach Ufadai Sifte. When they give you the money in your hand, then the pinyon is chal. And if they were mafrish the money, but they didn't give it to you yet, they didn't deliver it, they didn't do the resina yet, then the pinyon wasn't chal. Unlike Truma Maisa, when you mafrish it, its chal takes off the Issa Tevel. Here there's no Issa. Tom Achranim wrote that when a couple has a baby, a b'chor, they have to do pinyon aben. So kol zman they didn't do pinyon aben, they're not allowed to play with the baby. Like it's also b'hano. And when they play to the baby, then they take off the yisa hano. So the pashto says that's against the b'feirish Gemara, the end of the first perek and b'choris. The Gemara says there are two types of pinyon. Gemara says, there's Pidyon Hegdash and Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni, that before you do the Pidyon Hegdash, it's also Bahana. Ma'aser Sheni, you're not allowed to eat it Chutz Yerushalayim. After you do the Pidyon, then you're permitted to eat it Chutz Yerushalayim. Not allowed to eat Ma'aser Sheni in the state of Tuma. If you're part of the Ma'aser Sheni, then you may eat it in the state of Tuma. So the Pidyon takes off the Isur of Ana Hegdash. Ma'aser Sheni came Pidyon Aben, the Gemara says, there was no Isur on the baby. The pidyon is just a chiyuv matana to the kohen. We had the dinner ready. Even if the baby dies after Laman Aleph, after Yom Laman Aleph, the baby dies within Lamed Aleph Yom, there's no Chiyuv Pidyur HaBen. But if the baby dies after Yom Lamed Aleph, still no Chiyuv to do Pidyur HaBen. What? The pidyon is going to be Mata Bahano. It's a dead baby. The baby is buried in the ground. It's in a Beis HaKvaros. You're not Mata Rani Yisrano. So the Gemara said there are two kinds of pidyon. And that's the Machlokes Rabbeinu and Reb Shimon, and what's the story with Pidyon Petach Hamor? Should we say that Petach Hamor is also Ba'anoa, it's Hegdish, that's how we pass it, like that Tana. Petach Hamor has a Kedush, has Hegdish on it, and you have to do Petach Hamor tips the Beseh, you have to be paid the Beseh. So when you pay the Beseh, the Kedush goes off from the Petach Hamor and it goes on to the Beseh. But then you give the Beseh to the Kohen, and it's Mutta Ba'anoa. So the Meforshim explain, when the Kedusha goes off and the Petach Hamor goes on to the Seher, it's Pidyon, so the Kedusha is a little lower than it was. On the original, Petach Hamor is a higher level of Kedusha. When you pay the, like, same thing about Kuach, when you pay the Maaseh Sheni, so the Kuach has a lower level of Kedusha. It doesn't have to have the same high level of Kedusha as Maaseh Sheni that the Peres had, that you were designated as Maaseh Sheni. So the Kuach has a slightly lower level of Kedusha. So that's why it doesn't have all the dinim of Maaseh Sheni, it's a little low. So over here also, when you do Pidyon Petach Hamor, tips to be said, the Kedusha goes off from the Petach Hamor, goes on to the Seh, and then it disappears, it vanishes into thin air. When you give the Seh to the Kohen, he's allowed to use. So that's the Machlokes HaTanaim, the end of the first Perek. What's the story with Pidyon Petach Hamor? Should we say the Petach Hamor is Muta Bahanor, the Pidyon Petach Hamor is like Pidyon HaBen? It's not for the purpose of removing an Isan, no. It's not that the Kedusha is transferred from the Petach Hamor to the Seh. Or should I say no? Petach Hamor, we pass in Petach Hamor, Kedin Pidyon is Asaba, no. When you tip to the Seh, the Kedusha goes off from the Petach Hamor onto the Seh, and then, because it's a lower level of Kedusha, so it vanishes into thin air. So that's the way we assume. But when you mafresh the five sloim on the Pidyon HaBen, nothing is chal at that time. There was no Issa Hanan on the baby that is taken off when you mafresh the money. Pashto says being mafresh the money doesn't accomplish anything. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Rosh on a Gemara we had earlier in the Perek. There's a difficult Rosh that all the mafreshim ask on it. The Rosh has a situation where the the baby needs Pidyon HaBen, but it's considered as if the Gemara has a case, the baby needs Pidyon HaBen, but it's considered as if the father has a right to take it, the father's a kohen. So the Rosh has a chiddush over there, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, the father should be mafresh the money and keep it for himself. That's a pillar. What do you accomplish by being mafresh the money? There was no Isra Hanan on the baby that the hafrash of the money takes off. The pashta says in the Mishnah here. So all the achrayim ask that kash. Reb Shimon Shkop in his Sefer Shari Yosha has a whole chapter where he tries to knock sense into that rush. A difficult rush. The kash is stronger than the tab. We don't understand that rush. But the Mechaber quoted that rush, la halacha, we don't understand. Simple reading of the last two lines in the Mishnah is a mafresh pidyon petach hamor. Ba'avad, that
Hafrash is if he's a Kohen, why is there a Pidyon HaBen?
A case that I think the baby was a cholo. The father's the Kohen and the baby's a cholo. The father married a Grusha. So, Malayla, the baby is a cholo. So if the father would be, I forgot already all the details, if the father would be alive on the Yom Lamed Aleph, since the baby is not a Kohen, cholo means empty, like halal. Empty vacuum, empty space. Cholo, halal ha'olam. So the din is if the baby's a kohen or the baby's a levi, then there's no pidyon HaBen. And here the father is a kohen, but the baby's a cholo because the father married a grusha. So the baby needs pidyon HaBen. But if the father's alive and the yom lamed aleph, he doesn't have to give the money to someone else. He keeps the money on his own. So if this, the rush has over there where the father keeps the money, he should be mafresh the money. He should designate five sloim and then keep it. What is he gain by being mafresh the money? It's a strange rush. Pashto says that nothing is accomplished. So here, there's a dinamakari kuna. If I Let's say the family doesn't have a kohen that they always give the pidyon haben to, but they're going to have a pidyon haben tomorrow morning, let's say, and they called up a particular kohen. Please come. We want you to be the kohen for the pidyon haben. Once they designated him, so he has the status like the makori kohuna. So it's not, you're not supposed to switch it to another kohen. Not only you're not supposed to switch it, it's considered as if it's a lawyer. See, if a pidyon haben, there is no designated five slimes. If you designate nothing, it's chal. If you would have truma, the truma, when you're mafresh, the truma already belongs to the shevet kohuna. Then if it's makore, you designated the particular kohen that you're going to give it to, then we treat it as if he's the only member of the shevet kohuna, and it already belongs to him. He can already use that that ma'aser rishon, the designated as ma'aser menah ma'aser, and all the other ma'aser rishon that he has. Yeah. Why is that so? That's a question. Why is that so? Why is it... See, by pidyon haben, it does make sense to have makore kohuna. There is no designated five slim to say that this already belongs to the kohen. But nonetheless, the Mishnah says if you picked out a particular kohen, you're not supposed to switch. Talk to the country, chayv liten chamish slim, chayv liten loy. He has to give the money to that kohen. The shayla is why? So the Gemara in Bava Metzia and Perek HaZahav has a machlekes. There's a pasuk in Chumash when you have a grocery store and you weigh the fruits and the vegetables. You charge for how many pounds of potato, how many pounds of onions you're buying. So you have to have honest weights. And tzedek, all the weights have to be honest. Mishkolos. So the Gemara has an additional interpretation on hin tzedek. Hin tzedek is hin. Hin tzedek, hin is a measurement. So in addition to the pshuto shel mikra, the Gemara has another level, an additional level of interpretation. Hin tzedek, that if you're dealing in business and you said yes to someone, I'm going to sell you something, or you said no, whatever, hin shel chot tzedek, v'sheyehe lav shel chot tzedek. I said, I'm not going to go into competition with you. That's Shidei Lav Shel Chot Tzedek. You said you're not going to go into competition. You don't have to take a shvuah that you're not going to go. If you said you're not going to do it, you're not going to do it. And the other fellow can proceed in his business ventures on the assumption that you're going to do what you promised him, what you told me you're going to do. But Hen Tzedek, I promised I'm going to give you something by Rosh Chodesh. So I have to deliver it in business because I'm going to foul up the whole business. I'm not going to deliver it on time. So that's a din of hensed. So the shaila is, dvarim, if a person promises that he's going to give a large sum of money to someone else, dvarim yesh bam mishum mechutzrei amana, is it considered that he violated, in a certain sense, he violated, he's being dishonest? If he promised to give him a large sum of money and he doesn't give him, not going to foul up the other guy's business. Just he promises to give him a lot of money. So if he backs out from the promise, is that a violation of Mechutzrei Amana, that he's dishonest? So the Gemara says, even though there's a machlekes, whether it's a violation, but Matan Moetes, everyone agrees. If it's a, let's say it's a dollar, an insignificant amount of money, not $1,000, $5, some insignificant amount of money, then everybody agrees that dvam yesh mem shem mechusri amana. So the Rishonim all explain. The Gemara there quotes that din that we said before. If the farmer promised the levy he's going to give him the ma'aser rishon, the levy can use that ma'aser rishon that the farmer didn't give him yet, he can use that to designate, and he knows exactly how much it is. He knows how much ma'aser rishon he has at home. So he knows how much ma'aser mena ma'aser, trumas ma'aser, is supposed to give it to the Kohanim. So the Gemara says he can use that ma'aser rishon even though he didn't get it yet. It's considered shaloya b'shusa. Why? So that's, we assume this din. If it's matana mu'etas, the farmer has what we call tevis anoah, to pick whichever kohen and whichever lady he wants to give it to. So the tevis anoah is considered like a matana mu'etas. It's not the full value of the fruits or the vegetables. Let's say you have chumagdala, ma'aser rishon. It's not the value of the tevis anoah. It's not the full value of all the peiros. it's considered like a matana moetis. Instead of choosing to give it to a different kohen, a different lady, I chose to give it to you. So since I promised you, I told you in advance, I'm going to give it to you, so that's considered like a matana moetis, it already belongs to you. See, by Pidyon HaBen, you can't say like that. It's considered as if it already belongs to you. And if I give it to someone else, you say, I'm not Yotze Pidyon HaBen. That you can't say, because there is no designated five slime. Even if you set aside, he got from the Israeli government. They have special coins that they use that have exactly the 100 grams of pure silver that the many gives to give 100 grams of pure silver for the Pidyon HaBen. Even if he has the coins and he designated, the designation is not meaningful. It's not called. That's the last two lines in the Mishnah. So even if there would be a din, even if there would be a din of Makori Kahuna by Pidyon HaBen, it wouldn't be the same as Makori Kahuna by Zerua L'Chayayim HaKevel, where there's a Be'en that's considered as if it already belongs to the person. Or you have Makori Kahuna, I told him I'm going to give him the Trumag. I told him I'm going to give him the Maiserishin. There's a Be'en over there that was Chal already, Hashem Trumag Maiserishin. It took off the Yisr Tevel. Hashem can Pidyon HaBen, even if he designated the money, nothing was Chal on it. They can't say the Be'en already belongs to him, but still it's a Matana Moetis, so if you back out, it'll be an Yisr, Eimed B'dibura. It'll be Mechusri Amana. He's a dishonest person. He violated his promise. That's what the Mishnah says. If I promise kos with a coin, the Avi HaBen writes a note and he gives it to the coin. I agree to give you the five sloim. He didn't say for Pidyon HaBen, but self-understood. It's not a matana yesh behind. It's a matana for the sake of Pidyon HaBen. The Mishnah says, chai v'litan lo chamish sloim. He has to give to him. He's not supposed to back out. That's matana moetis. So the Gemara says, and even if and when he will give him the five sloim, the son will not be nifta. So that's the Gemara has a discussion on this din on Amud Beis. Why should it not be nifta? He picked out which kohen is going to give it to, and then he gives the five sloim to that kohen. You always have to call up the kohen. You have to tell him when to come, what time, in which location, where are you going to do the Pidyon HaBen. You have to always call up the kohen, and you call them up in advance. It's ready a din of Makori Kahuna. They shouldn't switch it. So, because I promised I'm going to give him the five sloim, when I give him the five sloim, I'm not Yotze Pidyon HaBen. Why not? What's going on over here? So the Gemara says, Minatora the din is when you give the five sloim, you are Yotze Pidyon HaBen. Amarula Dvaitora Midyaraisa the din is no Pandem Kishchiyitun. If and when the Avi HaBen will give that coin to whom he promised to give the Pidyon HaBen money to, when he gives him the ultimately gives him the five sloim, so that will be a valid Pidyon HaBen. Well, my time of the Zavav missing. My time of why do we say the halacha is ein b'ra padoi? Why do we say it's not padoi when you have to give another five sloim? So that's a gzeira midirabana, gzeira shemi yomru, padim mishtar. The din is that you can't. Last week we learned there was a machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether you have a klal or prat, a klal or a riba mir to a riba. So what's the difference? If you have a riba mir to a riba, you only might have one din. If you have a klal or prat, the klal has to be kein prat in two details. So we assume that there's a klal or prat, the klal by Pidyon HaBen that excludes, you have to use a daba hamitaltel, the guf of mamon. It can't use karkavod and moshtor. So you might three things. According to Rebbe Yudah, according to Rebbe, you only might one thing. Only shtor. So shtor is everyone agrees you can't use. That's why we said the meaning is that you don't use paper money because paper money doesn't have intrinsic value. It has little as the value of a piece of paper, but it doesn't, let's say it's a $100 bill, it doesn't have the value of $100 worth. It has the same value that a $1 paper bill or a $5 paper bill has. All the paper bills have the same value. So that's what the Chassam Sofer thinks, that paper money is considered like shtaris when you get mitzvahs ben olam lamokam. We wouldn't say enish boy mala shtaris. There's no shvur deraisa on shtaris. So let's say if I lend you $1,000 in cash and then I make your mother be mitzvahs, we wouldn't say enish boy mala shtaris. No, it's considered legal tender, so al-fidin is considered the kesef. All dinim bin al-machaveris, so shuas made of a mixer, that's a din bin al-machaveris. So we assume that the paper money has a din of kester, because it is legal tender only for religious purposes. For ben adam lamokam, as he said, for pinya aben or pinya ma'aser sheni. Pinya ma'aser sheni has to be davka agavi kesef. Even shavu kesef is not acceptable. Pinya aben shavu kesef is good, but you can't do niskar kavod in the shtoris. So if you're going to say that the Avi Aben gave a shtar to the Kohen, Kosolo, he wrote a document and he gave it to the Kohen, I plan to give you the Pidya Aben money. And I owe you 5 slime for the purpose of Pidya Aben. And then later on, when he'll give the 5 slime, he'll say, Beno Poder. So people may think mistakenly that the Beno was Poder when he gave him the document already. I pledge to give you 5 slime. And that's no good, because that's only a shtar. And shtar is not gufa mamon. We exclude it from the klal prati klal. If it's not a dava hametalta of a gufa mamon, that's not acceptable for pinyan aben. So that's what Ula explains, that that's exeret the rabbanim. And atar b'no padri l'kishehiten. B'no is not padri naman. He gives the shtar. Even though he writes in the shtar, I obligate myself to give you 5 sloim. B'no is not padri because that's a shtar. And you have to use dava hametalta of a gufa mamon. The shtar is not gufa mamon. It represents. Does he strive to give mammon? But if and when he gives the 5 slum, should be padim in a Torah, and the Rabbanan made exer, he has to give an additional 5 slum. He's not yoritzer with the first 5 slum, he has to give again. The Tosis points out, that in Ksubas Daf Kuvbeis Omer Aleph, that's Kufalef on the base, but the main Gemara, where the main Tosis is Kuvbeis Omer Aleph, there's a machlokes there between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. It's a machlokes, Rashi and Tosis, what the machlokes is. The Rashi has a difficult pshat there. Tosis is not happy with Rashi pshat. And Tosis has a whole elegant pshat. Tosis interprets in the Gemara, let's say, I borrowed money from you. Halvos, I have to pay back. I crashed into your automobile, so I was mazik you, I have to pay. My behema went into your backyard. Ubir b'nistei acher, shem b'regel is only chai b'chatz v'anizik. So my behema went into, let's say, my puppy went into your kitchen, and he ate up the cookies on the floor. So that's shem b'regel, b'shus anizik. So I have to pay niske behemto. But let's say, I didn't borrow any money from you. I didn't buy any merchandise in exchange for which I agreed to pay you the Demei HaMekach, and no hezek was done. Out of the clear blue sky, I say, I hereby obligate myself to give you an amount of money. Is there such a thing? So in secular law, they say it doesn't exist in New York State. It doesn't exist. To obligate yourself money in exchange for nothing, they're not giving you merchandise and you weren't an order mamazik and there was no alvoah. So the in secular law doesn't exist, but a halacha does exist. A person can obligate himself, but we assume you need a kinyan. Tosfos shita. We assume the Rambam holds you don't even need a kinyan. The Rambam holds if I make a pledge, I obligate myself to give you $1,000. It's binding, even though no kinyan was made. The only time you need a kinyan is if I say if I obligate myself ala tanai. I say, if you make a siyum before Rosh Chodesh Adar on the Gemara, then I'll give you $1,000. I obligated myself ala tanai. So the Rambam learns that's called asmachta. The Ramban writes in the end of Baba Basra, he quotes the Rambam, says, I don't know what in the world the Rambam is talking about. What does it have to do with asmachta? So the Rambam has a different shita. But Tosfos shita, that's the famous shita. Tosfos in a different mesifta says, that if you want to obligate yourself to give money to someone else, just like you can't transfer ownership of property without making a ma'aser kinyan, so too you kind of create a hischayvus tiyesh meyayin unless you make a ma'aser kinyan. So what ma'aser kinyan you have to make to create a hischayvus? Let's say the chosen gets married and he whether he agrees or not, he is obligated if he will divorce his wife, he'll die before the wife, she'll become the samala and his garsha. So she's entitled to collect the ikke ksuba. So that he doesn't have to obligate himself to. That's a takona satanoim. This is machlekes, but the ksuba deraisa, lav deraisa. Rov Rishon and Paskin, we Paskin Allah ksuba, lav deraisa. So that's why we call a Tanai Bezen. Bezen made such a takana. A takana is Bezen. Hefka Bezen Hefka. And made a takana. Whoever divorces his wife is obligated to pay the Ikik Suba. But we add on the Ikik Suba is peanuts. Ikik Suba is not so much. So you want to obligate. We made the whole calculation. The Ikik Suba is 50 sloim. So 5 sloim is Pidyon HaBen. So nobody gives $100. Pidyon HaBen is less than it. Still, it's less than $100. So Pidyon HaBen is 5 sloim. And the Ikik Suba is 50. So whatever you give the Pidyon HaBen, you give 10 times as much. So let's say you give $100 for Pidyon HaBen. No one gives so much. So 10 times $100 is $1,000 for Ikik Suba. The whole idea of the Ksuba is that the woman should have money to live for a year, that she should be able to find another shidduch, should be able to find remarry. $1,000, you can't live for a year. So we have a minig from centuries already. The Mishnah has in Perek Avalpi. The Mishnah says, if the chosen wants to add Tosefes Ksuba, even though the Tosefes, what he's adding on is way more than the Iker Ksuba, it could be 100 times worth more than the Iker Ksuba, that's okay. So that's what we do. So the chosen is obligated, the shibud eschal, when he gives his wife the ksuba, when he gets married. Even if he doesn't give her a document, the shibud eschal on his assets, and when she becomes the sarman on his gasha, she has the right to collect the ikik ksuba. What about the tosef his ksuba? He has to be mekabel his chayvus. So if someone gives a handkerchief, we write at the last line, and the ksuba v'kanina minev, we made a kabbalah's kinyan, that's called a kinyan chalip and a kinyan suda. The mana de kosher lemekanyebe. We use the kli. Mana is a kli. The kosher lemekanyebe. If it's a broken kli, even if it's useful, let's have a broken ballpoint pen that still functions. But it's broken. Someone chewed on the top, on the bottom, but it still works. So broken is no good. It has to be a good kli. The mana de kosher lemekanyebe. So we make a Kabbalah's Kenyan with the chosen that not only is he obligated mitam takpanos chachamim to give the ikek ksuba, he's obligated because of his own hischavis midas to give the tosefes ksuba. So that's a hischavis yesh meyayin, not in exchange for anything. He's not getting anything in exchange for that. So we paskin that it does exist. So the Gemara has many times how do you create a hischavis moment yesh meyayin that's not in exchange for anything else. It's not the Meha Mekach, not that I bought merchandise and I agreed to pay, and it's not that I damaged you, and it's not that I borrowed any money. Yesh Meyayin. So the Gemara always says, Konami Yodai Kinyan Suder. So the Gemara there in Ksuba Zav Kuv Beisam and Aleph has a Machlik Zav Yechem Ish Lakish. What if he gives a shtar? He writes in the document, I hereby obligate myself to give you a gift, Yesh Meyayin, of $1,000. So Tosfos learns that that's the Machlik Zav Yechem Ish Lakish. That's the more famous pshat. Rashi has a different pshat there, a convoluted pshat, and Tosfos learns that this is pshat in the Gemara. And we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, that chayv ani lachmona bishtar. If he writes in the shtar, I hereby obligate myself. If he writes in the shtar, this is to ascertain that I owe you $1,000. That's how he does baldin. A does baldin is okay, even though it's keneged, we know that it's not true. But Hados Baldin is Einav HaKoshem, Einav HaZam. Even though we know it's not true, it doesn't matter. He made a Hados Baldin. But over here, he doesn't write, this is to ascertain that I owe you already $1,000. I hereby obligate myself, Yesh Meyayin, to give you $1,000. So that's a Machleg Zab Yechanan Veshlok. So we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, that you can't create such a Hizchayis. So the Gemara there, in the end of Ksubis, quotes this Machleg Zab Yechanan Veshlok. Then they're fishing around Mishnais and Bryces, is there any source to indicate who's right? Whether Rabbi Yochanan is right, that there is such a thing? Not only can the Kenya Chalipin create a Hischaivus, the Kenya Shtar can also create a Hischaivus. Or should we say that Rish Lakish, only Chalipin creates a Hischaivus. Shtar cannot create a Hischaivus. The Gemara says, well, look at our Mishnah. The Gemara quotes our Mishnah. It says, Kasub Lekoin, he wrote a Shtar. I hereby obligate myself to give you 5 sloim, and it's understood that is for the Pidyon HaBen purpose. He's obligating himself to give the 5 sloim, so it says chayv liten lo. So it says that the document accomplishes, isn't that what Rabbi Yochanan said? Chayv ani lachmona bishtar. He obligates, min ha-Torah, he's mechayv to give the Pidyon HaBen money to somebody or another. some kind or another. He didn't obligate him. Torah doesn't tell you which kind to give it to. The family doesn't have a makori kuhuna, but if he gives a shtar to the kohen, I'm obligating myself to give you chayv litan lo. It's b'chayv. Don't you see from the Mishnah that the shtar is good to create his chayvus? The Gemara says, no, that doesn't say. He's chayv the v'abe abven is a chayv anyway to give the five sloim to some kohen or another. He's just picking which kohen. So which kohen, that's he's exercising his tovus anor. So it doesn't have to be b'ksav. He could have said it b'al peh also. The Mishnah is not a raya to Rabbi Yechanan that if you write a shtar, he can create his chayvus yesh meyayim. The Torah created this chayvus. There's already a shibud minat Torah to give the pinyan aben on after the Yom Lamed Aleph. The only question is, minat Torah has a tovus anor to pick whichever coin he wants. Here, he picked the coin a week in advance, and he told him when the pinyan aben is going to take place, and please come in this time and show up. I need a coin for the pinyan aben. So once he picked him, so he already used up his tovus anor. Tovus anor is like a matana muetis. How much is tovus anor worth? So the Gemara has like this. Let's say I have a big farm and I have a lot of truma, I have a lot of maaserishin. So I can give the truma to any kohen I want. Is it proper that the kohen should come and give me a bribe? I have $100 worth of truma, so the kohen will give me a $20 bill. And he'll wink to me whenever I have truma, I should give it to him. Instead, there's so many other kohanim, I should give it to him. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Malachi. The pasuk says, "Shichatem bris alevi." The Tosfos here quotes it. Yeah. The Tosfos on Nun Aleph on the base, the Mamaschah Hilkach. The Tosfos quotes the pasuk. It's the four lines before the end. Shichatem bris alevi is a pasuk in Treyaser Malachi. If the kohen is going to be misayeya the base hagranas, the kohen wants me to give him the truma. The many kohanim, I have the tovus anor to give whomever I want. So if the kohen will give me a kickback, it'll say, if you give me the truma gedayla, or the truma gedayla, $100 worth, I'll give a kickback of $20. Or not, he promises he'll give. He gives me the $20 in advance. Or, he's kohen hamistayeh, the veis hagranas. When it's time to harvest all the peris in the farm, so the kohen lives in the neighborhood, so he comes and he helps out free of charge. What kind of helping out free of charge? Usually I pay all the workers. Helping out free of charge, and he's implying that when I mafresh the truma, I should give it to him. So that's disgusting. He's mevaza the matas kahuna. He's doing work. The kohanim are not supposed to do any work. This the matas kahuna is supposed to be given to the kohanim without them doing any work in order to get it. And if the kohen is going to be mistayeya, the veis hagran is going to help out when it's time to harvest all the peiros. That's he's mevaza the matan's kohen. He's not allowed to do that. However, let's say the kohen has a grandfather who's not a kohen. The grandfather's a Yisrael, and his daughter married a kohen, and their son is a kohen. So the grandfather will come to me and give me a $20 tip. I'm the farmer, and I'll say, here's $20. When you have any truma, give it to my grandson. And every couple of months, he'll give me a little tip. I should get. The Gemara says that is permissible. So how much can you get already? How much can you get? A grandfather is going to want to give a tip to a ben. Give the pidyon ben to my grandson who's a kohen. How much is he going to give? The whole pidyon ben is only less than $100. So how much can you get already? If the kohen himself gives you the tip, that's shichatem bris alevi. That's a violation. That's an iser. That's kohen hamisayeh the veis hagranas yemevaza the matnas kuna. If the grandfather gives, that's not an issa. The grandfather's not a kohen. The grandfather's a kohen oichet toiknesh. Not allowed to. Kohanim are not allowed to help out. Even though he's not the kohen who's going to get the matnas kuna, he's going to go to his grandson. It's also not permissible. But if the grandfather, the friend of the kohen who's giving the money, is nishkin kohen, so then it's not an issa. The Tosfos quotes in that Tosfos Hilkach Anun Aleph and Beis. Tosfos writes as if it's a Beferish Gemara that the din of kohen hamisayeh, the veis hagranas, applies to pidyon aben. It isn't really. The way we have the girsa of the Gemara in Kiddushin, the Avraham and the Beis, the Gemara says if the Aviv HaBen gives the kohen the five sloim, matana, manas, lahachzir, he's the yotze. But it's more than a kickback. He's getting back all the money. I give the kohen five sloim and I say it. I'm giving it to you, matana, manas, lahachzir. So if I give you an esrig on sukkahs on the first 2 days in each alachem, I give you matana manas lahachzir, so when you said the bracha on the tilas lulav, it belonged to you on the condition that you're going to give it back later. So you give it back later, it turns out it belonged to you in the morning, and it was shalachem, it's okay. By the Rabben, the Gemara says, if I gave the five slime to the kohen matana manas lahachzir, I'm yotzei. So then the two opinions and the Rishonim, two ways to read the Girsa in the Gemara. Was there an Issa of Kain Hamsayeh Beveis HaGranazanam? The Tosfos writes it as if there is an Issa. If I'm not mistaken, the Rambam holds that there's no Issa. The only time, it seems that he holds, the only time there's an Issa is if it's Truma, or Chala, where there's Kedusha. There's Kedusha's Truma, Kedusha's Chala. So then, Shichatim Bris Alevit, he's Mavazeh, the Kedusha's HaTruma. But if it's Pidya Ben money, the money is Chulin, then we don't apply Sheikhat and Bris HaLevi. That's what it seems from the Rambam. Tosfos writes the beginning of the Tosfos, right, as if that was the Giras in the Gemara. Benoit Padui, and the Gemara says, but you're not allowed to do it. The Asrin and Hassan last suspension, Niru Kikoin HaMasayed, the Beis HaGranis. That's what Tosfos writes on the sixth of the seventh line, from the beginning of the Tosfos with Hilkach. There'll be an Issa Shechata of Makain Hamsayeh Beveis HaGranas. So again, so if a non-Kohen gives money to the farmer, to the Aviyah Ben, to give to his grandchild, that friend of his, that's permissible. How much are they going to give already? The value of the Tevis HaNoah is not the full value of how much the Pidyon HaBen is. Not the full value of all the Trumas, much less. So that's considered a Matana Moetis. The Matana Moetis is there's an issue of mechusri amana. So that's why the Mishnah says, Kos v'lekoin shu chayv liten loy, chayv liten loy, has to give it to him. It's not because if you write a shtar, that can create his chayvus. That mean, after I can give any coin I want, and now that I wrote a shtar, I was meshabbat myself to give to this coin. Not because the din is like Rabbi Yechanan. What is Rish Lakish going to do with the Mishnah? Rish Lakish holds a shtar cannot create. Only a kinyan chalipin can create a hischayvus yesh mayayin. Ishtar cannot. So the answer is no. It's not that it makes a new hischayvus. It's considered, since the only thing he's surrendering is the tevis hanoah that the father has to give to whichever kohen he wants. So you had to designate what kohen in advance. Wants to make sure that a kohen shows up by the pidyon haben. So it's a matana moetes. Those are the two pshatim that the Gemara has. The Gemara daring, Subas Kub Beis Manav, originally thought from the Mishnah is a raya ki Rabbi Yochanan, that Shtar creates, can create his chayvus mam. The Gemara says, no. The chiyah pidyon haben is here for the baby's yom laman aleph. There's a chiyah. He's just exercising tevis hanoah. Once you promise to one coin, so chayv liten loy, that's considered matana moetes. You're not allowed to back out. Soloveitchik told the story that once in Boston they were scheduled to have a pidyon haben, and they designated a certain kohen, and then the kohen was stuck in traffic, and they held everybody up. They were waiting. So they called Rabbi Soloveitchik. They wanted to know, can they switch to have a different kohen, because it didn't show up. The kohen would be moichel on his kohen. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, no. I swear that you're not yotze. If you give it to a different coin, I swear that you're not yotze. But the pashtus is that was a difficult statement. I swear that you're not yotze. That would be by truma. If I already designated a coin in advance, so I consider it as if all the other coins, there's a bien. The truma is a bien, and it belongs to the shevet kuhuna. And the shevet kuhuna consists of all the kohanim in the world. And since I designated already a particular kohen befrat, that's if all the other kohanim were nistalik medes, all nisyayish from this matana, so it's if the shevet kohen only consists of one member, this one kohen that we pick. So it could be the lim b'yevet, there wouldn't be chal. But by opinion of Ben, there is no bien, it's just the chi of mammon. So to say that even if you're not yotze, that's the difficult pashan. That's difficult. So that's the Gemara in Sudas that the Tosis points out. Here the Tosis on Amud Aleph also quotes it. The Tosis on Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, because of the country you chayv lo chametz shloim. So they also quote that Gemara, Kuv Beis Amud Aleph in Sudas. Yeah. That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara has the comment on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if the Kohen decides he wants to give back the money after the father gives the Pinyanot Ben money to the Kohen, so the Kohen wants to give it back to his own Tehei. Rashi on the Mishnah writes that the only way if the coin gets the money and he gives it back, there's no other way to be mevater. From Rashi and the Mishnah, on Yud Aleph and Aleph, it sounds, let's say, the coin comes to the Binyan Ben function, and the father's about to give him the money. The coin says, I'm Moichel with the money. Does the coin have the ability to be moichel the pinyan ben? You picked one coin, so that's the makari kohuna. So you're supposed to give it to him. So the one coin is moichel. If you have a shevet kohuna, you didn't pick one yet. So one of them is going to call up. There's a coin in the neighborhood. He heard that a certain family had a baby boy and they have to get pinyan ben. So a coin calls up from the clear blue sky and he says, I'm moichel you the 5 slot. Who are you? Me somcha. Who are you to be Mocham on the 5 slime? There's a whole Shevet Kohuna around. But let's say they designated one particular coin. You're not supposed to switch. So that coin that they designated is Mocham. So Rashi and the Mishnah sound that it cannot be Mocham. Taisus also writes over here, the coin here, the Taisus on Nun Aleph on the base, the last two lines in the second Taisus, Abacha Chamim Aymen, Aymen of Padu. Taisus says, the mochlam akoin ain't a padi achiyitin. If the coin is moichel, that doesn't help. That's the pashtus. The coin is not a balabas to be moichel. There is, however, a taisus in ksubas. There is a taisus in ksubas on nun vav amin aleph going over to amin beis. Nun vav amin aleph in ksubas, the Gemara has the famous din. If you make a mastal mashukasa batoirat, tonight botla maisakayim. Let's say, unfortunately, in Eretz Yisrael, they have so many chalitzes. Young men get married, then they're in the army, and then they get killed. Whenever you perform a chalitza, you say, after the whole chalitza is over, say, Yiratzan milfanecha, shalo yavo ben Eretz Yisrael, lo leila chalitza, lo leila yibum. It's a tragedy that the man died or was killed in the army. He died without leaving any children. So it's a tragedy. So unfortunately, I saw they have a lot of chalitzas. A lot of young men are killed in the army. Their wives didn't have a chance to have any babies yet. So what if the man is Mekadosh Anish? He said, Arei Mekadosh Asli Al HaTanai, that the laws of chalitza should not apply, that in the event that I die leaving no children, you shouldn't eat chalitza. So you can't make such a tanai. That's called Ma'asna Mashikas Batera. Either you make Kiddushin, or you're not making Kiddushin. You can't have Kiddushin Lachatzoin. She's going to be Ishti, but not with respect. Let's say, he's going to say, Arei Mekadosh Asli LeIshti, and if at the end of the year we're not happily married, so we shouldn't need a get. There is no such thing. You can't make Masa Mashkas Matar. So what would you say? So maybe you should say that the whole Kiddushin is not Chal. The Gemara says, no, the Kiddushin is Chal, and the Tanai is not Chal. Tanai bottle or Maisikaim. If you're Masa Mashkas Matar, Tanai bottle or Maisikaim. So Tosis asks, what if a person took a neder erki olai, erech pliny olai, and then he goes to the gizber to pay the money, and the gizber is meichel? So that should be, so Tosis assumes that it works. The gizber is a balabas to be meichel on the erchen. He has to give 60 sloim, whatever, depending on whether it's a man or a woman. The one erech plani alai, erki alai, the nerach, the adam nerach is he? What? How old is he or she? Whether it's a man or a woman? So Tosis assumes that where we have the Girsan, Tosis assumes that when you go to the Gizbar to pay the money, the Gizbar has the ability to say, I'm Meichel. So they ask, how can he be Meichel? Isn't that a Masna Masha Kasaba Torah that you can't be Meichel? So funny kasha. So the Maharsha felt that that doesn't make any sense at all. What do you mean? The Gizbar has the ability to be Meichel on the Erchen? Misamcha, who made the Gizbar the Balabas? He's not Hekdish. He's like an apotropos, or he's a shliach. It's a discussion in the Rishami, the beginning of Peya. What's the status of the Gizbar shal Hekdish? Is he like a shliach or like a bailam, like an apotropos? But he put Pashtis says he came in Meichel. So the Mashok corrects the Girsa and the Tosus, and he says the Girsa should read, how come the Kohen can be Meichel on the Pidyon HaBen? Why don't you say it's Masa Mashkas Matar? That's also a Pella. What the Marsha corrected the Girsa, so the Achrenim asked, how does it help? Just like the Gizbar is not a Balabas to be Meichel on the Erchen, how is the Kohen a Balabas to be Meichel on the Pidyon HaBen money? It's a Pella. How can it be? But Mechila is Kis, Kabalti, the three Shittas and the Rishayim. Why is Mechila in a Tzvicha Kinyan? If I owe you $1,000 and then you say you're Meichel, and then later on, you get into an argument with me a month later, and you say, you back out from your mechil, you want me to give you the $1,000. It's too late. Once you're Meichel, you're Meichel. I don't owe you the money anymore. So why is that valid? Why does Mechila work? So some Rishonim say it's a Kinyan Chotzer. Because since I didn't pay you the money yet, I owe you the money. I didn't pay you the money. So it's as if the Chayv is Birshusi, then you give me permission to keep the Chayv. So it's if the Chayv is in my Rishus and my Chotzer, so it's a Kinyan Chotzer. When you have a BN, so the BN has to be in the Chotzer. When you have a Chayv, so if I didn't pay the chayv yet, it's considered as if the chayv is birshusi, and I'm kinda the chayv with the kinyan chotzer. That's one day the Mordechai has. Another day Rishonim is, it's not that he's makna the chayv to me, it's considered mechilas kis kabalti, it's considered as if I paid it. Let's say I owe you $1,000, and I'm about to pay. You say, rather than me pay you the $1,000, I should give the $1,000 to charity, and I should say it's in your honor. So that's considered piran achay. Whatever you agree to is piran achay. But let's say you tell me, instead of me giving you the $1,000, give it to your son. Your son needs money. So the chov is parua. Whatever you ask me to do, the chov is parua. So if you tell me, you're moichel the chov, I can keep the money in my own bank account. So that's piran. That's what a lot of Rishonim hold, that mechilas kehis kabalti. He was considered as if he collected it already. So that's what you're going to say. The Mashua changed the Girsa and the Tosis, the way it's printed, it's the top line. There's a Tosis that goes in Ksuvas and Nun Vavim and Aleph to Nun Vavim and Beis. So the question that they have on the first line on the Amid Beis, and that Tosis is, the way the old Girsa was, how come the Gizbar has the ability to be Meichel, the Chi of Erchen? Why not say he shouldn't be able to, because it should be Masna Mashkas Bater? So Taisa gives an answer on the Kash. So the Masha says the fact is incorrect. The Gizbar does not have the ability to be Meichel Erechen. So he corrected the Girsa, not that Taisa is asking from Pidya, not that Taisa is asking from Erechen. The din is not true there. Taisa is asking from Pidya Ben. The din is true there. That what the Kohen has the right to be Meichel the Pidya Ben money. So we assume here, the Tosfos on the base here says the fair is not so. Can it be Meichel the Pidyon HaBen? The Mechala B'Kohen ain't a Pavi Atri Iten. You can't, Kohen can't be Meichel. Which Kohen? Kohen can't be Meichel the Pidyon HaBen. That's an issue. That Tosfos, the Hagos HaMarsha is an issue there, the way the Marsha reread the Girsa. He corrected it that he can be Meichel the Pidyon HaBen. It's working on the assumption Mechila is his kabalka. Mechila is considered as if he collected it already. When the Kohen says Amoichel, it's considered as if he set up. He said, give me the money and you'll satisfy my needs if you put the money in your bank account, if you leave the money in your pocket. So whatever I say I'm satisfied with, that's considered pirat. Let's say I'm in the middle of davening and he owes me $1,000 and he wants to give me the money. I say, I'm in the middle. I show him the siddur. I'm in the middle of davening. So I point, leave the money on the table. Leave the money on the table. It's not my table, it's in shul. I'm not kind of the money with the kinyan chatzin. But since he made the money accessible to me, I pointed to the table. And I implied to him, leave the money on the table, that will be the piron. So that's called the piron. Whatever he makes, whenever the one who owes the money does what I asked him to do with that amount of money, that's mechilaki, his kabalti. It's considered as if he already received the money. So that's a big machlokes. Can the coin be moichel if the yoram? Which coin? Which coin is the balabas to be moichel? Can't be moichel. It's a difficult test. Can't be moichel. So the Gemara Namad Beis says that the Mishnah has a din that we always knew all along from the Brisa. In the days of Rabbi Yudan Nasi, they were still reciting Brises. Everybody was reciting Brises balpeh. Dorm she balpeh yatra shel yamim biksab. So they never wrote it down. But then Rabbi Yudan, everybody had different Brises. Rabbi Yudan Nasi edited the Brises and he decided what should be canonized, what should be incorporated into the text of the Mishnayos. And most of the Akronim and most of the history books assume that even though Rabbi Yudan Nasi edited the Mishnayos, it was still not written down to the days of Ravina Ravashi. Rabbi Yudan Nasi edited the Mishnayos, but it still only said Baal Peh. So that's what the Gemara says, Tanina Laha, the Tana Rabbanan. The Mishnah records a din that we always knew all along from our Brisa. Rabbi Yudan Nasi incorporated this Brisa into the Mishnah. The Brisa predates the Mishnah. Tanina Laha, the Tana Rabbanan. The Mishnah says what it says in the Brisa. The son of Lasar Kahanim of Asachas, let's say, has five slime. Instead of giving it to one kohen, all the kohanim are very poor. So he invites five kohanim and he puts five slime on it. He invites 10 kohanim and he puts the five slime on the table and he says, he said, this is the pinyon I've been and you divide it the way you see fit. So each kohen is going to get half a seller. You have 10 kohanim and only five slime, each one's going to get a half a seller. So they decide who's poorer than whom. So that's okay. He can give it to 5-10 different kohanim. That's not a problem. The son of Asar Kanim of Asachas, Yotza, he's Yotza the Mitzvah. B'zachazah, also Yotza. Let's say he gave it the same coin, B'zachazah. So also Yotza. What if the Talib Hechazir alone? What if the Avi Aben gave the money to the coin and then the coin gives it back Yotza? He's Yotza the Mitzvah. Once he gave the money to the coin, he's Yotza, even though the coin gives it back later. But Kachayim Haralacharab Tarfam. Tarfam was a coin. Abtarfim was a kohen. In fact, that the Sefta tells the story that there was a shnas batzores and the people hardly had any food to eat. But because Abtarfim was a kohen, so they had to give him truma. So he married many women in order that Eishes kohen was also a chavis b'truma. They had no food to eat. So he had a lot of truma. People liked their Abtarfim, they were tana. So a lot of the balabatim gave him their truma. He didn't need so much truma to eat. So he married many wives in order that, it says, before the Chemda Rabbeinu Gersh, he married many women and they should be able to eat the food. They gave him food. So Rav Tarfon had that practice. Whenever he took Pidya Ben money, he would give it back. So he noted the machzer. Kshasham Chaham Medaber Umru, and the Chaham heard and said, oh, ki emzer, Rav Tarfon fulfilled the din halachazu. Tarfon was become this din that we always had a tradition, that even after the context of Pidya Ben money, if he wants to give back, Frag the Gemara, Kiyim Zah, Loch Azul, the Su, Lo, that's all. Apart from that's the only mitzvah, that's the only din that he observed. He probably observed all the din. The Gemara says, no, Kiyim Loch Azul, the Su, Lo, that's all. And Kiyim Zah, Afa Loch Azul. Even this din, this is not a din you're mechuyev to. If the Kohen wants to, he can give back the Pidya Ben. This was floating around in the air. They all knew there was such a brisa about Ben Rabbi Yudan Nasi. Years later, Yudan Nasi was way after Tarfon. Tarfon was Bizman Abayas. Tarfon was older than Rabbi Akiva. He was Bizman Abayas. Rabbi Akiva was mainly after the Churban Abayas. The Kim Zu Afilu Halachazu. Af Halachazu. He used to have that practice. Rabbi Chanina was also a Kohen. Chanina Haberogel, the Shokan Mahada. Chanina would take Pidyon Ben money. He would always give it back. So one fine day, Chazilu Gabra, he sees a man, that because of the Osikamei, the guy kept on draining Zacharum Rab Chanina, and he Rab Chanina understood the story was, Maisa Shai was, The man had a firstborn baby boy. They had to give to Yarden. So he was angling to give the money to Reb Chanina, because he knew Reb Chanina's practice was that you always give it back. So the Gemara says, Amalei, so Reb Chanina said to him, you're only going to give it a matana malas lahachzer. You didn't make up your mind, you weren't machlit to give it a matana gemura. That's scandalous, that's shameful, that's against the din. Amen opadit. If you're going to give it a matana malas lahachzer, so the pinyan ben is not chal. Why is the pinyan ben not chal? Pele de gemur. That's what Tyson says. No, it doesn't mean it's not podi. It's shiratem bris alevi. That's what Tosfos had the gears and kiddushin davov on the base. But the Gemara says mantana manas lahachzer is good for lulav, but for kiddushin it's no good. And then the Gemara says it's good for pidyon aben. But Tosfos had the gears, but you're not allowed to do it by pidyon aben because it'll be shichat and bris alevi. The Rambam didn't have that gears. The Rambam had the gears only by truma. If you give truma mantana manas lahachzer, you're yotze. But you're not allowed to do it because the kohen who'll agree to such an arrangement will be in violation of being mevazeh. The kohen will be in violation of shechat and bris alevi. See, that's what Tosfos asks over here. Once all the balabat knew, Rab Tarfon always gives back the pidyon ben money. Once they knew, Rab Chanina always gives back the pidyon ben money. So everyone is going to run to them. Everyone, all the fathers are going to give pidyon ben to Rab Tarfon and Rab Chanina because they know they're going to get it back. So isn't that itself shechatam bris alevi? They're ruining it for all the kohanim. No other kohanim are going to get the matnas kohanim. Everyone's going to come only to Rav Tarfon and to Rav Chanina. So that's what Tosfos asks at the end of the third Tosfos, the end of the fourth Tosfos, the end of the Tosfos. The Tosfos says maybe they only gave it back to the poor people who gave. Maybe they never gave it back to the wealthy people. And there would be a judgment call. They would make a decision whether they're going to give it back or not. How wealthy did the person seem to be? Or how poor did he seem to be? Or maybe they didn't always give it back. Maybe they sometimes did. You can never tell in advance. So they didn't clean up the whole market. If the kohen is going to bribe Davi Aben, here's a maton, give me the pidyon aben money. That's shechat Tosa holds. That's shechat and bris alevi. I'd like to do that. But just because they had a common practice, a lot of times they would give it back. It's not yet shechat and bris alevi because you can never tell whether they are going to give it back or not. Yeah, that's a shayla. That's what Rabbi Chana Rassman, I think, quotes in the name of Rabbi Shimon Shkop, if I'm not mistaken. Let's say I borrowed $10,000 from the bank and I come to give it back. I pay back the money to the bank. Instead of paying by check, I come, I pay back by cash. And I give the cash to the cashier, matan amanas lahachzer. Piron achayv, I owe the bank $10,000, and I give the cash to the cashier. I say, this is for piron achayv, matan amanas lahachzer. So that's a joke. Matan amanas lahachzer is no good for piron achayv. So how can it be good for pidyon aben purposes? Isn't it achayv? So you see from the Gemara, that's what I think Rabbi Chana quotes from Rabbi Shimon Shkop. You heard from Hashem, it's deep in that Gemara, the fact that Matan Amalas Lachs is acceptable for Pinyan Aben. Pinyan Aben is not a Chayiv Mamin. It's not that you owe money to the Kohanim. It's a mitzvah Nesina. But since Matan Amalas Lachs is Shmo Matane, so you're Yoitzah the Nesina, even if you give it a Matan Amalas Lachs. So this is not like that. A lot of Achraim assume that Pinyan Aben is a Chayiv. They have like the case. Let's say you have a retarded person gets married. Cherish, kiddusha cherish. Menatoyra cherish at the bekot na'la b'nei das, so they can't make mekach hamemka, they can't have kiddusha. With the rabbanon, they made a takani kiddusha cherish. They never made a takani kiddusha shayte, because the Gemara says, ein adam dorim nochash b'kvif achas. Crazy is crazy, and you can't. The marriage is not going to last. So they never made a takana that there should be kiddushin for a shaita, because crazy people are not going to be any shalom bayis. So that would be a wasted takana. But cherish, some men don't want to have a wife who's going to tell them what to do. So they'd rather marry a cherish is retarded. A normal man would rather marry a chareshes than marry a normal girl. Normal girl is going to give him her day. The chareshes never going to argue with him. So they made kiddush and cheresh, not only cheresh and asa chareshes, and cheresh and asa pikachas, but pikach and asa chareshes. That's a perik cheresh at the end of Yibam. The Gemara said they made takanas kiddush for cheresh, but they never made a takanas kiddush for a shaita, because it's just not going to work. So let's say the cheresh or the shaita is living with a woman. The cheresh cannot kiddush and shaita cannot, and they have a baby. And they have, say, he's the father of the baby. The father of the baby is the cheresh of a shaitan. So he doesn't have the mitzvah. He's a lab bar chiyuvah. Cheresh had to be called a lab bar das, lab bar chiyuvah. So they don't have an obligation to do pinyan ben as a mitzvah. So with the menchas chinach and others assume, but it's a shibud moment. It's a chiyuv moment. And even though he's a cheresh or a shaita, but he's still mechuyev to pay the money. It's a shibud. So that's the question. Is there really a shibud? If there's a shibud mammon, so how can you be yotzei by giving him atonim and asla achzer? Don't you see that it's just a mitzvah to do an esina? Not a shibud. Not a shibud. That's a question. We spoke a little bit about that. It says in Shulchan Aruch, they quote, I think, the Shomas Adeshin, if I'm not mistaken. In Hilchas Shabbos, the Mechaber quotes it, and Hilchas in Yeridei, and Hilchas Pidyah Ben, Simen Shin Hei. All the dinim of Pidyah Ben are in one simen. So both in Yeridei and in Arachayim Hilchas Shabbos, it says you're not permitted to do a Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos. Why? Because a few reasons. There's say one reason that it's Mekach HaMemkar. You're buying the baby. Now, Pella, what do you mean you're buying the baby? The baby doesn't belong to you, it doesn't belong to the Kohen. That's the Nusach that we say they introduce a minig that before you do the Pidyon HaBen, so the Avi HaBen tells the Kohen, in Hebrew, my wife had a baby boy. The Torah says you have to do pinyan ben. So the Kohen says, but my boy is tvei. What would you prefer? Will you want to keep your five sloim and I'll should keep the baby? Or do you want to have your baby back and give me five sloim? So the Mefarshim say, the father has no option. Even if he doesn't want to keep the baby, he has to give pinyan ben anyway. And the whole thing is just l'chabev is a mitzvah, that lashon. But my boy is tvei. The father has no option. So the pashtus is, the father is not, he's not mekach memkar. Why can't he do pinyan ben? What's mekach memkar? He's buying the baby back from the Kohen. That's baba mamaisa. He's not buying the baby back. What it's like misakan mana. Like you're not allowed to be mafius chumas amaisis on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to eat the peiris, calls man it's tevel. So by being mafius chumas amaisis, it's misakan mana. Misakan mana. Mana means a kli. So if you have a broken chair and you fix it, you have a broken table and you fix it, or you build a table, you build a stand, you made something, that's misakan mana. Here, it's not a mana, it's not a kli. So some say, so the Mishnah says in the end of Beitza, Lamed Vavaso, that Eimak Bim Chumas Amaisis on Shabbos and Yantav is only Midirabonim. It's not an Isser Derabonim. So what's the Isser in being Ma'afish Chumas Amaisis? The Rambam writes based on Gemara's, there are two prohibitions, midirabban. One is that it's misakan mana, because kolzman, you weren't mafresh, tumas, and mice, everything is tevel, you're not allowed to eat it. And the other reason is that it's mekach memkar. When your kurish and truma belongs to the shevet kuhuna, when your mafresh maiserishan belongs to the shevet leviya. But before you were kurish and truma belonged to the farmer. Everything, all the tevel belonged to the farmer. Then when it's kurish and truma, kurish and maiserishan, so it's mekach memkar. He transferred ownership by being Kurishem. Usually you transfer ownership by making a kinyan. I make a kinyan. So kinyanam arasa on Shabbos zerishem ayichtov. Over here, what is it right about? So here, even though the chashashem yichtov doesn't apply, but they prohibit it for the two reasons. So that's what the Truma Sadeshin carries out over here. So he says, you're not allowed to do pinyan ben on Shabbos to yanta because you're buying the baby. That's Baba Maisa, you're not buying the baby. According to the mimic, today the chabeb is a mitzvah. On the Avi Aben, so he said to my boy, see, what would you prefer rather that? But I'll be din, you're not buying the baby, it didn't belong to the Kohen, and the father's not buying it back. And you can't say it's taking off the issue, it's masak money, you're not allowed to play with your baby until after you do Pidi Aben. So Baba Maisa, some of the Achrayim, the Sfarno has like that, and a few Achrayim have like that, so Rav Lezer Silver wrote, he wrote a one-man encyclopedia called Anfei Erez. So he has under Bechor, I think, under Pidyon HaBen Bechor, He shows that that idea that they came up with is beforeish against the Gemara. Gemara, the end of the first Perek Amchara says beforeish that Pinyan Aben is an opinion that's not taking off any Yisim. So that's what there used to be a big Rav in Pinsk by Aaron Walken. He wrote the Beis Aharon on Gemaras. He learned the Balazhin by the Netziv, by Rabbi Foyle. So he is big Tamachop. He has a collection of Tshuvas Beis Aharon. So in his in his Tshuvas, I think we spoke about it. There was a case that a baby was born, and the Yom Lamanal turned out to be on Shabbos. So the parents made the Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos. They didn't know that it says in Shulchan Aruch you're not allowed to do Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos. So then when they found out about it, the people in the city found out, so the Dayan Paskin, that they weren't Yotzei, even B'riyeva, they have to repeat the Pidyon HaBen on Sunday with a bracha. So the Esther Beit Saharan, is that correct? So he said, it's not true at all. He says, we don't really understand the Trumas HaDeshen. Who came up with this idea that you're not allowed to do Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos? He says, both of the explanations that he gave are difficult. You're not matter any Yisurim. It's not like our Hafrashas, Trumas, and Mises, you're taking off the Yisur Tevel. It's not Misakim Ani, you're allowed to play with the baby before. And it's not Piron HaChoiv. There is no Choiv. It's not Piron HaChoiv. And there's no Mekir HaMemke. You're not buying the baby. It's all the explanations that they gave don't make any sense. The din is, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to knead dough. Lisha is one of the Lama Pesavis Malachas. So you can never have a Chiyav Chal on Shabbos. So let's say if I needed dough on Erev Shabbos and I wasn't yet mafresh, let's say I bake cookies on Erev Shabbos and I was not yet mafresh challah. So the din is you're not allowed to be mafresh challah on Shabbos. But what about on Yontif? If you needed dough on Yontif and you bake the cookie, that's mutta mikamech on nefesh. Elisha v'elach. He needed dough and he made a chiyav challah. So the din is if the chiyav challah was challah on Yontif, then you're allowed to be mafresh challah on Yontif. And all the Yisurim, a mistak and money, doesn't apply. And to give it to the coin is matnas kuna, mekar mem, it doesn't apply. It's mutter to be, if you needed the dough on Yom Tov, it is mutter to be mafish l'chala, it's mutter to give the chala to the coin. So the pashtus is that if the Yom Lamed Aleph of the baby, of the p'chor, turns out to be on Shabbos of Yom Tov, it should be like a chiyab hafrashas chala on Yom Tov. Can't have a chiyab hafrashas chala on Shabbos because Lisha is also. But on Yontav, Echon Nefesh is mutter. So just like it's mutter to be mafresh chal on Yontav, if the chiyah was chal today, so the chiyah pidyon ben, if the Yom Lamed Aleph happens to be on Shabbos, should be mutter. So that's what he claims. The Beis Aharon says that the Trumas HaDeshen is an original, it's a chiddush, and it's not, he doesn't think that it's a pashut at all. It should be ikar din, it should be mutter to be mafresh, to give the pidyon ben on Shabbos and Yontav. The chiyuv is chal Shabbos Yontav, it should be mut.
Yeah. Handle the money on Shabbos Yontav.
Yeah, so you don't have to use money. If you use money, you're handling muktzah. That's not right. So give shavu kesef. Any shavu kesef, you can give svarim, you can give food, you can give anything other than cash. Anything other than cash. But it's not really, piron achayv is not permissible. Let's say I had a babysitter and I didn't pay the goyish a babysitter. So I say, come over on Friday night and I'll have the money in the drawer. So she comes over, I tell her the money's in the drawer, you can pick it up. So that you're not allowed to do. It says in the Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed to. You're doing piron achayv, even though to a nachris, the nachris is not over on anything, but piron achayv is also gzeirah shem yichtov. The father of the baby who just paid the chayv, he may mark it down to make sure that he doesn't pay the babysitter a second time. So you're not allowed to do that, even though you're not handling the money. But here on Yom Tov, Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're going to do Pidyon HaBen. You use Shavu Kesef. You don't use Kesef. So that's what the Trumas HaDeshen came up with the Chiddush. You're not allowed to do Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Then the Gemara comments on the...
Something lost B'Shoyge Gomezit on Shabbos.
What about what?
If someone was lost, the shoyge gomezit on Shabbos.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a chiyuv to ben afrosha or not?
I don't know. That's a good shaila. I don't know. There is a chiyuv to be mafresh, but I don't know. You want to know, are you allowed to do it? Are you permitted to make the afrosha? Probably since he wasn't allowed to do the lisha, so there shouldn't have been a afrosha schal. Probably have to wait till Matzoi Shabbos to do. I would think so. I don't know. Good shayla. So then the Mishnah has the last line in the Mishnah. If I designate 5 slime that I'm going to use, I bought these Israeli coins at the government mints, especially for Pinyon Aben. So then it was stolen. Then the money was lost and stolen. So Yechai Barachri Yusuf. And the Mishnah quotes a pasuk, Shenemra. The pasuk says at the end of Parshas Korach that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mechazek the shevet kahuna. Korach was ma'ar ala kahuna. He wanted to have a chelik in kahuna. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu reviews the matnas kahuna, several of them, not all, quite a few of the chaptal and matnas kahuna. So it says that pidyon aben money yealach ufada sifta. If and when they give you the money, then the pidyon will be chal. But if they're mafresh the money in advance, nothing was chal. That's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara comments on this din. The Gemara says, how do you know this din is true? Minola. How do you know this din is true? What do you mean, how know? The Mishnah tells what the pasuk is. The Mishnah quotes the pasuk, and then the pasuk is called strange Gemara. The Gemara asks. The Gemara says, Minola. How does the Tana know that this is a din? Amar Shlokesh, Asi Erech Erech Mierchen. We have a pasuk. Rashi quotes a Gemara in the Chulin. You have a pasuk regarding erchin that irama yotzei if a person took another erki alai, if and when he gives the money to the gizbar, then he's yotzei. So just like there, the erchin is you're not yotzei the nether erchin until you actually give the money higili a gizbar. So to over here, the pidyon aben is not chal till higia hakesef the arakay. The shenis exerish shav erich erich. Avdini says it's a different pasuk. What are they giving their own psukim? The Amoraim are adding another pasuk. The Mishnah has a pasuk. The Mishnah quoted a pasuk from the end of Parshas Korach. Yehi Allah, the matnas kahuna of pidyon aben goes to you. What does it say? Yehi Allah ufodei sifdeh. The pidyon is only chal if and when the money reaches the hand of the client. So the Mishnah has a pasuk. What did Amoraim digging up additional? Shlokesh has a pasuk. Rav Dimi quotes Rav Yonason has a different pasuk. What do you need another pasuk? And for the Gemara, El Amar Papa. No, the story is like this. Oh, Kiriktani time. This din in the Mishnah that if the Avi Aben set aside 5 sloim and it was stolen and it got lost, he's not yotz, he has to give again the Chai Bach price. These Amoraim came up with a different pasuk. That's to tell me a different din. That's the mocker for a different din, not the mocker for this din. How do you know if the baby dies within Lamed Aleph Yom, so the baby is not alive on Yom Lamed Aleph, is now Chiyah Pinyon Aben? What if the baby dies after Yom Lamed Aleph and they didn't do Pinyon Aben yet? So the din is still mocher to do Pinyon Aben even though the baby died already. The Gemara says, "Yeah, psukim on that." And even if the baby died, and even if the father died, but he left karkos, so the yorshim, the other brothers, are mechuyev to give the money for pinyan aben. That's what you need in a pasuk. That's the Mishnah. The next Mishnah talks about the pishnayim for a pchor and habal yorshes ishta. A lot of very rich topics. Maybe I'll say a short word on the Sedra and we'll save the next Mishnah for next week. In this week's Sedra and Parshas Yisrael, the very last pasuk right before the Aseres Hadibros, the pasuk says, "Aydab alakim es kol hadvarim ha'ela lemar anochi Hashem alakecha." So the Gemara in the first parak in Chagiga has a comment on the word kol. "Aydab alakim es kol hadvarim ha'ela lemar," that lest the person will think, how can I succeed in learning Torah? There's so many machlokes, so many different shitas, b'shamen, b'shilil, and Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Lozem, and Azariah, so many different shitas. So the Pasuk says, "Eilu li'ele divrei Elokim chayim," and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah at Har Sinai, "V'adav Elokim es kol hadvarim ha'ele, kol es marbe eilu li'ele divrei Elokim chayim." He said all the shitas of all of the Tanoim, all the shitas. What does that mean, "Eilu li'ele divrei Elokim chayim"? But one is right, one is wrong. Why did the Baal Shalom say something that's wrong? So the Ritva, that Gemara is at the end of the first parak in Erevin. I think it's given on the base, if I'm not mistaken. Gemara says, regarding the many disputes between Mishamei and Bishilo, that Ela v'Ela divilikim chaim. So the Ritva on Erevin Yud Gimel Beis raises the issue: how can it be Ela v'Ela? What's the right? What's the correct din? So he gives. He says, when Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights, he received the Torah. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu told him, there's a din of tzitzis, a din of tefillin, you know, Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha, 613 mitzvahs. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, and what's the din in this case? Rabbi Shalom says, Zosa. What's the din in that case? Rabbi Shalom says, Mutter. What's the din in the third case? So Rabbi Shalom tells him, oh, that's a gray area of halacha. There are elements of Isa, elements of Heta, elements of Tumma, elements of Tara, elements of Chiyuv, elements of Ptur. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, he leaves it up to the discretion of the Chachmei HaTorah Shebechol Dabar Dor to determine, based on their perspective, whether the elements of Issa outweigh the elements of Heter, or the elements of Heter outweigh the elements of Issa. So that's why we say, Elu v'Elu, Liv Elikim Chaim. People can be looking at the same body of information. Let's say you're looking at the same picture. There's a room with a lot of people with tables and chairs and light fixtures and everything. So one person is sitting in front of the room and he has one perspective. The other person is sitting in the corner over there. He sees everything exactly the same. Everybody has 20/20 vision, either with glasses or without glasses. Everybody sees everything in the room, but he sees everything from a different perspective. And the third person is sitting outside looking through the window in the other corner. So three different perspectives, and each one is correct from his perspective. Each person is standing at a different place, and he has a different perspective. All the perspectives are correct. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you have such a great area of halacha that it has elements of Issa, elements of Heter, it leaves it up to the discretion, up to the feeling of the Chachmei HaTorah Shebechol Dor V'Dor to determine whether they think the elements of Heter outweigh the elements of Issa or Faket. So that's what it means. Ela v'Ela divilikim chaim. This din, we always learn in the Gemara. Every so often we learn in the Gemara. This din Ela v'Ela divilikim chaim in the original source in the Gemara in the end of the first parak in Eruvin, when the Gemara says regarding the many disputes between Mesham and Besiluch, there the Gemara just means that when you're reading Beshamai's opinion, that's not Bittul Torah. It's Divilikim Chaim. When you learn Shitas Beisham, even though you know in advance, we don't absolutely do not paskin like Beshamai. Beshamai Mark Mesil Eina Mishnah, even Mishas Hatchak, and you can't be make the Sofer Gorla B'chutzlarts. We don't rely on Beshamai at all. But the more that means that it constitutes a mitzvah of Talmud Torah if you spend time to learn Shitas Beshamai, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Har Sinai. All the different shittas, Elu v'Elu. But the Gemara makes it clear in other places, this the Mishkan is Yankiv has in the Sefer on Brachas, the Kohel is Yankiv, and Daf Yud Aleph in the first parak in Brachas. He says sometimes it's even relevant halacha l'maisa, Elu v'Elu. Like we have a din, Safik Orla b'chutz l'oretz. In the Chumash, it only has Orla in Parshas Kedoshim, Kisavel ha'oretz, in the Taitim Kolets Michael. In Eretz Yisrael. All of the Chutz Lords doesn't say in the Chumash. So the Mishnah has, in the end of the first parak in Kedushin, Mishnah has all the mitzvahs, Hatlis, Loras, Allah, agricultural mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael. They don't apply in Chutz Lords, but the exception, a few exceptions. One exception is all of the Chutz Lords. So Gemara has a machlokes, but all of the Chutz Lords is midirabbanan, or it's Allah from the Moshe Mishinah. But generally assumed, most assume that it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So the Gemara asks, if it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, how come we have a Mishnah that says, Sofer Gola b'chutz l'oretz is mutter? Sounds like it's only the Rabbanan. The Sveika the Rabbanan is mutter. The Gemara says, no. Sofer Gola b'chutz l'oretz is mutter, even a Sofer she'efshe l'varev b'kal. That's, I'm going to a Goyisha Pardes, and I want to buy a dozen oranges. If I'll follow the Nochri into the Pardes, I'm going to see which tree he's pulling off the oranges from. And every tree has a sign on it when it was planted. So I'll be able to figure out on my own whether it's oil or not. Not mechliyev, it's a suffik. That suffik is not even a legitimate, that's called the suffik koldu. That's not a legitimate suffik to be made of a tzveik of the Rabban Lekula. And still he says, suffik gala b'chutz l'oretz is mutta. It's a bigger kula than tzveik of the Rabban Lekula. It's not based on not based on the fact that Orla B'chutz L'Oretz is Rabbanan. We're mekel on such a suffix that you wouldn't even be mekel on a sveka rabbanan. Suffix yeshev shalabar bekal. You can just look to see where is he plucking off the oranges from. Which tree is he pulling the apples off from? So still you're mekel. So that's kach nemer halacha. It's halacha meshem sina. Any suffix called the who is mutan. So therefore we say when there's a machloikis hatanoim, kol amekel boros halacha kamarisa b'chutzlaretz. If the shaila would come up in Eretz Yisrael, we would have followed the majority opinion, let's say the Chumre, but when the Shaila comes up, or the B'chutz Lords, even though it's only a minority opinion, since we say, Eilu Eilu Dira L'kim Chayim, it's considered a Sofik Koldehu. And the same thing by Sofik Abelus L'kula, so the Ramban in the Torah Sa'odam quotes a Taisus in Erev, and we have the Taisus and the Daf that the Ramban refers to. So the Ramban quotes the Tshuvas HaGoyim, that Taisus quotes. The Goyim are of the opinion that Abelus Yom Rishon, the first day of Shiva is their Isa. And still the Halacha says, even on the first day of Shiva, still say Sofik Abelus Lekula. So you see, it's not based on the fact that Abelus is Midrabanan. The Goyim hold that the first day of Shiva is their Isa. He still says Sofik Abelus Lekula. He need the idea of Adois. So that's why we say any Sofik hold the Huyigo Lekula. When there's a machloikas haposkim, even though the majority say lechumre, but since there's a minority opinion saying faker, that's called the suffix kolduhu. It's not that when you have a machloikas, one is right, one is wrong. That's eluy enadim elikim chayim. It's just hachra alaocha lemaise. It's not that you're right to do, you have a right to act however you want. You can follow any shita you want. No. We follow the roiv. In chutzlords, you have a right to be meikol. Suffix kolduhu b'chutzlords. Because kach nemer halacha that any suffix called who is mutam. So that's what this idea of elu elu that the Chazal say is implied by the word by Davul Kim as kol adwar ma'ela kol is marba all the shitas elu mei divul kim klar. That was at Har Sinai. Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu there are areas in halacha that are gray areas that contain element of isa, element of heter. Hakadosh Baruch Hu leaves it up to the chachmei haTorah shebechol davador to determine whether they think the elements of heter outweigh the elements of isa. And in every generation, you have a right to be versed in Psak HaMekubal from the earlier generation. You have Mishnah Rishoina, and then you have Bezin Shal Achreim Omer, Mishnah Achreina. There is a cloud, Ein Bezin Yochel Levat, Levi Bezin Achreim, Ken God Lamene B'chokhma V'minim. So the Rambam quotes from the Yerushalmi and Hilchas Mamrim, the Rambam quotes, and all the Rishonim quote, it is not unique to the Rambam. Taisus in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes also quotes, that klal, in Bezna Rashoi, in Bezna Yochal Levat, Dibi Bezna Chanan, and Ken Gol, Men of Roch Minyan, doesn't go on Paskinik Shailas. Paskinik Shailas, they can reverse the Pesach back and forth, back and forth. You don't require that the later Bezna should be greater, B'choch Men of Minyan. That only goes, if an earlier Bezna made a Takona, the Rabbanan, the later Bezin wants to repeal it. On a takkonah de rabbanon, they can't repeal it. But if there's a shaila and din, so each eilach al shefit should be a mecha. It says in the Chumash. Ki pal mincha dola mishma, it says you should go to a shefit ashiya b'yamim ha'em. When you have a shefit ashiya b'yamim ha'em, you have Rav Moshe Feinstein. So Rav Moshe Feinstein doesn't claim to be as big as the Chassam Sofer. He thinks the Chassam Sofer was greater than him. He thinks the Nevi Yehuda is greater. But here and there, he will disagree with Chassam Sofer and Rabbi Yehuda, the Shach and Abir Agra, will disagree with them. So the, even though they were greater than him, but if he's convinced that the din is otherwise, so Ein Lo Chalu Shefet Shebi Amecho, you don't require God of B'chach Min Minyan to disagree with the earlier Chachamim. You just need that the Talmud Chacham in our generation to be a Chacham Shegiel Lo Hayro. That's a big if. That's the big qualification. A chachma shigiyah l'ro is necessary, but it doesn't have to be greater b'chachma v'minyan. So this is a very important klal. Eilu eilu divul kim chayim is an important klal, and it's in recent years people understand it like that ritva in Erev. The Sefer Achinah gives a different explanation. Eilu eilu. He writes, it's not that people in our generation don't like that explanation. Sefer Achinah and others used to write that Beishamai, the Gemara says, we're in the minority. Beisila were many more than Beishamai. How come they're a minority? Because they were the bigger geniuses. The Gemara says, Beishamai were Mechadu Ditfei. So whenever there was a machlekes, Beishamai and Beisila, by all probability, the Shammai was probably right and the Silla were probably wrong, because the geniuses are always in a minority. But if you're going to say in every machlekes you follow the one who's smarter, so nesata devarach al hashiurin. So whenever there's going to be a machlekes, each b'din will say, I'm smarter than the other side, I'm a bigger genius. There's no way to prove who's a bigger genius. So everyone will be hefke. Everyone will paskin whatever they don't please. So that's why the Rebbe's final say, you have to follow the majority opinion even if they're wrong. So that's what they quote from the Zohar, that law. So love of the din will be like Beis Shammai. Because then we'll realize that Beis Shammai were right. But until us in love, we are following Beis Hillel, even though Beis Hillel is wrong. So that's Elo Yele Dibber the Kimchaim. Beis Shammai are really right. And under the circumstances that the world will be hefker if you say the one who's smarter wins. So that's why the Rosh Hashem said we should follow the incorrect Pesach. Meanwhile, we should follow Beis Hillel, because otherwise it will be hefker. So that's people don't find that so acceptable. That's the pshat Elo Yele Dibber the Kimchaim. So that's why people find it more reasonable to say the pshat of the Ritva. That when Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, by Dabel Kimis Kol Adram Eder, Bosham said it at Har Sinai, that it's a great area of halacha. Elements of Isa, elements of Het, and it leads it up to the decision of the Chachmei HaTorah Shebechol Dor V'Dor to determine whether they think, based on their perspective, and all the perspectives are correct. Can't say one perspective is wrong. Each one looks from a different perspective. So that's an important clue. Okay, we'll learn that next week. We'll learn the next Mishnah. A serious question. Should all be healthy? We'll get together next week.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.